Well, hello to you all, and in the absence of a PGA Tour event this week, of course, the PGA Tour taking a break in the middle of the FedEx Cup playoffs. They'll be back for the Tour Championship next week, but there is still betting available on several interesting events around the world, starting first perhaps with the Evian Masters, which is the fifth major of the year for the LPGA Tour, for women's golf generally, that is. Being played at Evian-les-Bains in France, the fifth of five majors of the year for the LPGA Tour or for the world of women's golf. And I suppose really, given the fact that they're all there, all the best players are there, as they would be for the purse that's available, a fairly significant purse and a major championship title. Sung Hyun Park, the world number one, will start as one of the favourites, although she's probably not going to be the favourite. Ariya Jitanyagam will probably hold that mantle. But I think Sung Hyun Park is actually some pretty good value. For some reason, betting agencies seem to be letting her slip under their guard a little bit of late. She is, after all, the world number one. She did win two starts ago. She was eighth at the Canadian Pacific Women's Open at her last start. She's been a lot more consistent of late in 2018 and the latter stages of this season than was the case earlier in the year. She was second in this event in 2016. So I think given the fact that she's the world number one, she's playing very nicely at the moment, and she was second here 2 years ago, suggests that Sung Hyun Park at $15 is what I think to be at very good odds. Ariya Jitanyagam has had three starts in this event. She did miss the cut last year. She was 46th in 2015. She did finish ninth in 2016, but there is a bit of concern over her form generally at this particular event, despite the fact that she's generally been playing very well this season. So I'd be prepared to take a bit of a risk on leaving Ariya Jitanyagam out of the chances this week. Minji Lee is another that doesn't play this golf course particularly well, even though she's having a great season, the West Australian. She's earned more than $1 million US dollars this season on the LPGA Tour. But as I said, she's just been average in this event. Four starts, not one top 10. But she is playing beautifully at the moment. But I guess, again, because the record in this event is not particularly good, I'd be prepared to leave her out of consideration. Lydia Ko, on the other hand, does play this event well. She won it in 2015. She's had four top 10s in her last five starts here. So this is a golf course that she feels no doubt very comfortable on. And she's playing reasonably well in recent weeks. I mean, she's not at her absolute peak, but she's not far below it, I don't think. And this may well be the event to get things, I know she won earlier in the season, but get things back on track again as far as her recent golf is concerned. She's at $15, Lydia Ko. Shan Chang Feng, the Chinese golfer, has had a very good record here. In fact, she's had four top 10s in her last six starts at this venue. She's not really playing quite at her peak, but I don't think she's too far from where she needs to be to have a very good week here. She's at $21, and given the fact that she's been sixth, fourth, and third in her last three starts at the Evian Masters, then I think Shan Chang Feng, the Chinese golfer, might find a way to get back into the winner's circle this week. Brooke Henderson, the Canadian, well, there's no doubt about the fact that she's playing beautifully. She won in Canada just two starts ago and had a pretty good week in Portland overall. But a record here, a bit like Minji Lee and Ariya Jitanyagam, her record here is not particularly good, Brooke Henderson. So again, you've got to make a call on some of these things, and I think on that basis you'd be leaving her alone. Georgia Hall, the English golfer who won the Women's British Open just three or four weeks ago and then finished second in Portland in her last start on the LPGA Tour, she's really having a brilliant season. She was 10th at her only start in this event last year, so there's a lot to suggest that Georgia Hall will continue on with her very good form this season this week. Naza Ataoki has the Japanese golfer who's had such a great season on the LPGA Tour. She struggled a little bit in Europe, I've got to say, at both the Women's British Open at the Women and the Scottish Women's Open, but she's been a standout in the US. And on this golf course, it's just probably a little bit more certainly not a link style of golf course, that's for sure. She may well bounce back to the sort of form that she'd been showing for much of the season. It's her first time at this golf course, admittedly, for Naza Hataoka, but I think she has to be given some sort of a chance given the tremendous season that she's been having. So those are the players there. There's Sung Hyun Park, Lydia Ko, Shan Chang Feng, Georgia Hall, and Naza Hataoka. I mean, that's leaving out players such as Minji Lee and Ariya Jitanyagam. But really, you've got to draw the line somewhere, and that's where I've drawn it. Across to the European Tour, well, staying in continental Europe, you might say, but just going up a country or two to the Netherlands, the KLM Open, which is essentially the Dutch Open, have been played at the Dutch Club in the north of the Netherlands. This is the third time the event will have been played here, a very exclusive private club in the north of the Netherlands. I think Eddie Pepperell, who was second in Scotland, sixth at the Open Championship. He was ninth two starts ago. He won Qatar earlier in the season. And importantly for his chances this week, he was third last year at this particular venue. It was the Englishman Eddie Pepperell, and therefore I think he's got to be a very good chance this week. I also think Willie Westwood may have a great chance this week of winning one of his first tournaments for quite some time. He was third last year at this golf course. He did finish second in Denmark two starts ago. He was 12th in Switzerland, so his current form was very good, and he comes with that bit of good form on this golf course last year, did Lee Westwood. Søren Kjeldsen, the Danish golfer, seems to be playing a bit better now. He's not played this venue, admittedly, but he has played this event well in the past at other venues. And he just seems to be finding a bit of form of late, as does the Danish golfer, the current World Cup champion, along with Thorbjørn Olesen. They won that event down in Melbourne a couple of years ago. But he's at $34, and I think that probably suggests or represents reasonably good value. And the other player that I think is worth keeping an eye on this week is the Frenchman, Mike Lorenzo Vera, who was eighth 2 years ago in this event at this golf course. He finished third in Switzerland last week, made the cut at the PGA Championship in the United States against a significantly stronger field than he will face there. And he was 19th at the European Open. So Mike Lorenzo Vera is one at $29 that is probably worth keeping an eye on. So those are the players, Eddie Pepperell, Lee Westwood, Søren Kjeldsen, and Mike Lorenzo there at the KLM Open in the Netherlands. On the Web.com Tour, they play the third of their Web.com Tour finals. The whole idea of this is for those players teeing it up here to try and finish inside the top 25 on the money list from these four finals. And if they do, if they're able to do so, they'll get a card to play on the PGA Tour next season. So a really important event, this one, being played in Boise in Idaho, the Albertsons Boise Open. Denny McCarthy played well in the opening two events of the finals. After a season on the PGA Tour, he tied ninth in this event last year, which is interesting, really. And he's had a couple of good finishes in the finals thus far. He's already now got his PGA Tour card back. He's assured of that, so he can freewheel it to a large extent. He's at $19. That's pretty good value, I would suggest. Sung Jae-im, the Korean player who led the regular season money list, he's already assured of a PGA Tour card, a bit like Denny McCarthy in that regard. But he got his card courtesy of being the leader on the money list for the whole season. He's had two wins and two runner-up finishes in 2018 after joining the Web.com Tour from the Japan Tour, where he played for several seasons. He was 16th 2 weeks ago. He won three or four starts ago, did Sung Jae-im. You know, he's had a couple of reasonable tournaments in the finals, but I would expect him to have a very good week this week. Sung Jae-im, he's at $29, which is, I think, is very good value. And Cameron Davis, the Australian, he is now also short of PGA Tour status, and so therefore he can freewheel this week. He was third two starts ago. He won on the Web.com Tour earlier in the season. He wasn't able to get his card through that, but he's now short of his card because of that very good finish in the first event of the season, or the first event of the Web.com Tour finals. So Denny McCarthy, Sung Jae-im, and Cameron Davis are the players we'll be expecting some big things from this week on the Web.com Tour. Well, good luck with your investments. Bet responsibly, of course. I'm Bruce Young.